Welcome, and thank you for joining us today at the World War II Heritage Museum. As you step through these galleries, you're not just looking at history, you're walking through stories. Real stories, personal ones. Stories of courage, hardship, resilience, and ordinary people in extraordinary times. Let's start in the first gallery to your right. You'll see a faded leather flight jacket behind the glass. That belonged to Flight Lieutenant Peter Rowlands of the Royal Air Force. Peter flew over 50 missions during the war as a bomber navigator. The scuffs and wear on that jacket, they're not just marks of time. They're signs of long nights, freezing altitudes, and narrow escapes. Peter kept a tiny notebook in his inner pocket, filled with coded messages, compass bearings, and a photograph of his fiancée, Maybelle, folded carefully inside. Just across from Peter's jacket, you'll notice a small olive-green canvas satchel. It once belonged to Corporal L.C. Jennings, a member of the Auxiliary Territorial Service. L.C. worked on radar equipment, vital work that helped spot incoming Luftwaffe aircraft before they reached the coast. She was 21. Her story reminds us that the war wasn't just fought on the front lines. It was fought in control rooms, on factory floors, and in countless other roles filled by women stepping into positions they never imagined before. Move along now to the glass case in the center of the next room. You'll see a carefully restored Enigma machine. It looks like a typewriter, but it was one of the Nazis' most powerful weapons, until British codebreakers cracked it. One of those codebreakers was a young mathematician named Alan Turing. He and his team at Bletchley Park helped shorten the war by an estimated 2 years. The machine you see here was recovered from a U-boat sunk off the coast of Norway in 1944.